Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Just like normal.
Juicy Tuesdays.
We have fallen into the Sloppy Joes routine and you are back.
It's nice. It's great to be here.
Do you ever think about those people who wake up on the morning with Sloppy Joes there for them?
Yeah.
That they missed you, Joe, so you were away.
They might have missed me, some of them, and I missed them.
Some of them might have routines like, you know, being in the bath, listening to us. They'd work whilst listening to us.
I know, driving the car whilst listening to us. That's probably a big one, isn't it?
Huge, on a bus.
Yeah, probably not.
Train.
Yeah.
I listen on the train.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you listen to every episode?
Nah.
Do you?
I listen to the episodes where I think, what happened that one? Do you know when it's all a blur?
Something mad happens or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I would listen to Friday's episode that we did with Dom. That was a blur to me.
Yeah, I listened to that.
It was chaos.
It was chaos.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen!
Oh, yes, hello, everyone. I'm here again.
How are you?
All right.
Are you all right, though? Because you were shaking a minute ago whilst eating crisps.
I've got a tremor ever since the year of 2019.
What happened then?
I found out I was going to the United States of America, and it triggered something in my brain, a fear and anxiety. And I had an uncontrollable tremor since. It did get worse during that period, though. There's a video of my arm going like this, like non-stop. And that lasted for months. I needed to get scans for it, but I didn't go.
Breaking Joes! Make sure you subscribe to Sloppy Joes.
How are you?
Patreon.com/Sloppy Joes podcast as well.
Yes, can we get to... Please, can we get to 10,000 subscribers,
yes,
please?
We'll
I had a look at the stats, which if I remember, I'll put on now, which show that so many of you are watching and have not subscribed yet.
Cheeky bastards! We don't ask for much, do we, Ethan?
Oh, no, just your money for Patreon and to pay for the sponsor stuff.
And to give us 4 to 6 hours a week of your time.
Yes, but apart from that, happy days.
What could we ask for?
Bang bade, ring bade, ring bade, ring bade, ring bade, ring bade, bambaleo, bambalea. I went to Spain, and now I'm back. Bambaleo, bambalea. It rained every day. Someone's annoyed with me.
Who is God?
I have done something to the earth, possibly to God. Yeah. To say that you have had rain in your life for, I think it started last August.
Yeah.
And I've had rain in my life. Ethan's literally on the floor down there. What are you doing?
Why don't you come this way?
Yeah, why don't you turn the TV on? I have had rain in my life, I think since last August, right? Yeah. And that rain followed me through every month. September, do you want me to name the months? October.
I know some of them.
We had a rainy Christmas.
Which one's Jane?
Didn't we?
Yeah.
We had a rainy January. Oh, it's just been shit.
Yeah.
April, you thought the tides turned a little bit. We had a hot day here and there.
Yeah.
Still finds itself raining. It hailstormed on the way to work one day in April.
Yeah.
So I booked 5 lovely days in La Spagna. For the end of April / start of May.
That has to be one of the great bankers of hot, dry weather.
Mm.
South of Spain.
And south
as well,
of Spain,
by the way.
Malaga.
Oof.
Beautiful.
And the rest.
We had an arrest on the plane.
You had an arrest on the plane?
No, we had an arrest on the plane.
A cardiac arrest?
No.
Oh, no.
Physical arrest.
Really?
With police. Anyway, jump the gun.
Wait.
I'll go back to that.
Oh, I love this.
The rain followed me to Spain.
Yeah.
And every day of the holiday, it rained. Why?
I hate that. Last year was my 30th birthday, right? And every single event that was associated with my 30th birthday, going out for drinks with friends, going out with my family, seeing people, going on holiday, anything I did that was like had Joe's 30th in name, it rained. And it genuinely annoyed me for months, that, because I just wanted... My birthday's in the middle of summer as well.
Yeah.
You should be getting a bit of sunshine. It's so disappointing.
What's going on?
It's so sad.
There was some sunshine, though, which meant that when it did become sunny, you didn't really put sun cream on in the morning because we didn't need to because it was raining. Becky.
Yeah.
Is that of science?
Well, but you seem to, so you said when it's sunny, we didn't put cream on because it's rained.
No, because it rained in the morning, all the mornings.
Rained almost. In the morning.
It rained in the morning, it looked like rain.
You're getting rain in the morning.
Not even hot rain.
Rain in the morning! Sorry, go on.
And so that means we didn't put sun cream on. So then when a bit of sunshine did come out, we were exposed.
Yeah.
The sun, man, is a powerful thing, isn't it?
I don't think people realise how powerful it is. Isn't it insane that it's something like 6 million miles away, whatever it is?
Yeah.
And yet, if you look at it, you go blind.
Yes, correct.
How mad is that?
So bright.
Even through a window or through cloud. If you look at the sun with your eyes open, you go blind.
Mad, isn't it?
For the rest of your life.
It's crazy.
Insane.
For the rest of your life?
Yes. You can get permanent eye damage and blindness from staring at the sun without eye protection. Fact.
Anyway, we had a great time. We went on great walks. We did lots of lovely chilling out. I watched the series called Blue Lights, which is about the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Well, it's not about the Troubles. It's about modern day Northern Ireland policing. Great series.
Yeah.
And
You've run out of things to say, right?
Just chilled out.
No, you're not running out. As in, you're running out of things you did, right?
We just didn't do
it. You haven't mentioned food. Which is, no offence, your driving factor in life and the thing you always come to me with how was the food? Why haven't you mentioned the food?
So the food, I mean, we've got a theory, haven't we? Mm. And it gets us in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, it's a pickle of a theory.
But it was...
So Malaga is one of the homes of tapas. I think it was where it was invented, like Seville.
Really?
That area of the world is where tapas came from.
Well, they might want to fucking read the history books, my friend. It wasn't great. The food wasn't great. I'm easy to please.
Yeah,
right? I'm easy to please. And we weren't picking obscure things. We were picking the highlights. I'll tell you this, though. The croquettes were delicious.
Yeah.
Although my prawn one, I was so hungry at this prawn one. And I got into it, and then there was a little cold prawn in the middle.
A cold one?
Yeah, so they clearly didn't warm it up hard enough. We went to... but I ate it anyway, fuck it. We went to some really nice places, but... It just was a little bit under par. And although it's cheaper over in Spain to have tapas...
Yes.
I feel like there's a middle ground somewhere. We've got better tapas in England. It's a bad thing to say.
It's a big claim, isn't it?
Maybe I wasn't going to the right places.
How many did you go to?
4.
We went to 4 or 5. And I would agree. I know that's so bad. But there must be... Maybe the problem is we're going to, like, the ones that tourists find easily.
Maybe.
Maybe, like, the locals are going to, like, the other one, the proper ones.
No, because we went to one where it didn't have any English on the menu, so you just have to guess. I nearly ordered a baby goat.
Yeah.
Because it was the last thing on the meat island. I thought, maybe I'll look at, like, the priciest stuff. Maybe it's, like, a bit of a steak.
Yeah.
And then I got Google Translate out. It went, no, baby goat with garlic.
Yeah. Just so simple. So simple.
So simple, but yeah. But when you go Ethan, you tend to go to like the English places, don't you? Red Lion and
You had a fry up
every single day when you went on holiday.
No, although when I did go to Barcelona, my paella was themed on an English breakfast.
Right, so yes.
Then. It had black pudding in it and bacon. And I think barbecue sauce was the main.
Fuck me. Did you order that?
That is an absolute abomination.
It was the only paella they offered.
No, it wasn't. What, in Spain?
It wasn't the only
paella. The only paella they had in Barcelona was a full English themed one with barbecue sauce in, which isn't even in a full English. That isn't the only one they had.
It might have been HP sauce.
No, but you went to an English place, didn't you, and bought paella.
I went to the place and bought paella. Yes, I did.
But what kind of restaurant was it? Because it wasn't a Spanish one.
Oh, Spanish, yes. All Spanish.
It wasn't. Bollocks, you told me shit.
Barcelona.
I'm sick of him.
Do you know the square? The square of Barcelona, they call it, I think.
Anyway, I had a great time. I'd love to go. Yeah.
You say you had a great time, but you described the food not being great, the weather not being great. All you did is stay in and watch iPlayer.
But you can say this. It being cold, it allowed me to build fires.
Yeah.
Have you ever
with
built
great
a fire?
Cold becomes great. Have you ever
built a fire? From like little twigs.
Yeah.
When you see that bad boy go, wow.
God.
We found out these leaves were incredibly flammable. But I didn't tell my mum that until she chucked one on the fire. It fucking nearly took her eyebrows off. Anyway, I love building fires.
There's something so beautiful about it, isn't
there?
Oh,
and the embers. Oh. It's like that sort of glowy
red. Did
you
walk across them?
No. Is that? How do they do that, by the way?
I think if you just walk across them, I think it's all right.
Speed?
I don't think... No, you don't have to have done speed. I think any Class A drug will help. But I think they get the air that whistles past you, the soles of your feet... just cools it down enough. Because they can't be anything else to it, can they?
Oh, I'll tell you what won't burn your feet, Joe. Surfshark.
That makes no sense whatsoever. But you're lucky that I absolutely love Surfshark. And they won't burn... In fact, they won't burn your feet. So technically, you can stay out of this. Because I've been using Surfshark for ages. It was an absolute godsend when I was away. Not just is it about getting the shows from different places back home. Sometimes there's the other thing that they don't tell you about. Sometimes a show comes out in other countries first. You can get it with Surfshark VPN. And also with Sloppy Joe's, if you use the code Sloppy, you get an extra 3 months free. Now, Ethan, I bet you're thinking, oh, that sounds great. I'll buy that. That's enough features for me. Aren't you? You'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, that sounds great, Drew. I'd buy that.
Yeah, you'd buy that, of course. But it's not just that, because with Surfshark Alert, Surfshark Search, and Surfshark Antivirus, they are keeping you safe and secure on the web. And there's another little trick for you. Do you know when you want to go on holiday, Ethan? You've been on holiday before.
Oh, yes, I've been abroad.
Yeah, you want to go on holiday. And you look for a flight, all of a sudden, every website on the world knows that you want to go on holiday. So they immediately put those flight prices up because you've looked at them before. With Surfshark, with a VPN, that means that they can't track it. So every time you go on it, you're getting those juicy, sweet, juicy, juicy, cheap, cheap prices for your flights. That's good, isn't it?
Juicy, juicy.
So juicy. So make sure you check out Surfshark. We'll put a link in the description. Make sure you use the code Sloppy for an extra 3 months free at surfshark.deals/sloppy. Don't worry about that. The link's in the description. Click it. Check them out. Joe uses it. I use it. Ethan's going to be using it. You know what I mean? Check them out.
The last weekend of June.
Looking forward now?
Yeah, looking forward.
Okay.
You're free, aren't you?
I don't know.
Have a look at your phone.
My phone's over there.
One sec. Because there's something the Sloppy Joes. There's something the Sloppy Joes have agreed to. Last weekend of June on the Saturday, 29th.
There's something that the Sloppy Joes have agreed to.
Yes. Well, you weren't here. Me and Ethan voted.
I'm in France.
Fuck.
I'm not really. I'm free.
You're free?
Yeah.
Great. Because me and Ethan aren't free, so you're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
Have to do what? No, what's going on?
Have you ever
you
heard...
You and Ethan aren't free.
Have you ever
Ethan's
heard...
Ethan's free. Ethan's
have you
free.
Ever
I'm
heard...
Not,
have you ever heard of the charity Francis House?
No, is that not a Chinese takeaway? I've eaten there before.
No. So the charity Francis House reached out to us, Sloppy Joes, okay. About a charity event they are doing on the last weekend of June. Now, I'm in Glastonbury. Ethan's in Portugal.
Were you in Glastonbury before? Retracing the steps of Jesus Christ himself?
No. You aren't doing anything.
Where's Ethan?
Portugal.
And this is serious. I would do this. So you're...
Have you signed me up for something?
You're abseiling the Trafford Centre.
I wish I was joking. What?
Have we checked the emails? He's actually done this. I'd call him a bastard for this, but he's actually done it.
You're abseiling the Trafford Centre on the 29th of June.
Let me check the... Is this in our emails?
Type in Francis House. It's a great
Francis
charity.
As in... How am I spelling that?
Oh, Fran. And then a C-I-S.
Francis House Children's Hospice. So it's abseil ? Hi, Joe. That's fantastic. So the abseil is on the 29th of June.
Which you can do, which is great.
He said, morning, James. I'm sadly not there. However, that shouldn't stop Joe Smith from taking part. He says, fantastic. And this is the bit that kicks my head in, because you could have at least asked, thanks for the fast reply. Keep in touch.
Yeah, but it's for a charity.
What?
abseiling down the Trafford Centre Plaza.
But who's giving money for me to do that?
Who will all sponsor?
How much are you giving? Personally, Joe McGrath, is giving 50 quid.
100%. You'll be great fun. I see if Lizzie Fanta can get on as well. She'll love stuff like that.
I'm not amazing with heights, in all honesty.
That's the charity element. If you loved it, it wouldn't be fun, would it?
No, that's a really good point. Yeah, let's do a sponsored kick ourselves in the fucking bollocks as well while we're at it.
We don't do enough for charity, so...
Who done?
We.
Right. And you continue to
I'd
not do
be
enough
there.
For charity.
I'd love abseiling.
No, you...
I'd be
nothing
there.
Nothing with the word abs in has ever interested you. That is a fact.
There. I'd be there. Ethan would
is
be there.
Is this real? This is happening?
This is happening. I'm sorry.
So when? 29th of June?
Yeah.
What? How big is the Trafford Centre?
Fucking massive, mate.
Can I show you the bit you're abseiling on?
Have you got a video or something?
No, I've not got a video, but I know which bit you're Trafford Centre.
Oh, good sentence. Oh.
Sorry. Fuck off, both of yous. You could... Back then a bit then, Trafford...
I don't know what... Centre. I can't do this. I'm not very great with heights. It could have been worse. It could have been a skydive. I did abseil once into a seemingly bottomless cave when I went
you'll,
to Hyde
you'll Park. Know this bit. You'll know this bit.
Oh, is it famous for being the world's tallest skyscraper or something? Let's have a look. So we'll put this video in. Or
you know, you'll know that bit, don't you?
No.
Oh.
It's not that. Yeah. The tower. That's massive.
That's awful, Joe. I couldn't do that.
I thought it was just like the roof, which is like 50 foot high.
That's not bad, is it?
Are you joking? Look at that.
It's for charity.
Oh, it's for charity, so it's not the scariest thing I've ever done. And sometimes people don't put the carabiners on properly. And then all of a sudden I'm just flat.
I'd feel guilty if you died.
Oh, would
you?
Oh, thanks for that.
You're not going to die. You're going to raise a couple of grand because the sloppers will back you. 100%.
So have you got a link or something?
No, not yet, because I need... I needed to confirm with you that you're all right doing it.
I did. No, I'm not.
Are you all right doing it?
I don't actually know. Because obviously the funny thing is, like, I would just do it and I'm a bit annoyed. I need to really have a think if I can do this. Because that is honestly high up and I don't love heights.
We could go for... How about... If you do this, right. me and Ethan will do something as well, but on a different weekend.
Well, no, I think it was Joe who signed you up, so I think Joe should do something else, shouldn't
How come
he?
You're not doing it?
I'm in Portugal.
We generally are.
This.
And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I would do it. I 100% would do it. I would. It'd be great fun. Think of the content.
Who's filming it?
Dom. If he says yes.
So Dom doesn't know either then?
Dom could do
right,
it.
So here's the thing, right? Here's what I've actually just thought of, and this is genuinely good. They don't... Charity-wise, it doesn't... All we need to do is raise money for it. It doesn't have to be me. I think a viewer could do it in my stead.
Would Dom do it?
I think maybe Dom could do it. A very special boy.
I'm hearing that Dom would do it.
So right. If we
so
raise,
here's what we, can
say. We could raise it like a maybe there is maybe there is a Dom does it right,
yeah.
But maybe there is a point where you just can't say no.
Okay, so
four grand. So
let's say
4 grand.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And okay. If you get it, you can't say.
So if Dom's okay, so Dom's doing it right, but if we raise, let's say £4,000, I'll do it with him. Okay.
For the kids.
For the kids, isn't it?
For the kids.
Because they don't care. They don't give a shit if I do it or not.
Yeah, but the money will help.
So Dom will do the abseil, and if we raise 4 grand, I'll do it with him. Okay?
Four's a bit steep.
No, yeah.
Right, give us a new number.
No, not one. That's the number. I get to decide something about this.
That's You've already somehow passed the buck on
that's
to
the,
Dom.
That's the second thing. Oh, yeah, sorry. You wouldn't do anything like that, would you? Mr.
I'm away.
Books to himself. This is the second bit of work you've signed me up for without asking me.
What do you mean?
Oh, by the way, Joe, do you know you're going to the FA Cup final in a couple of weeks? Well, you have to be back for 9:30 a.m. the next day because I've signed you up to congratulate people across the line at the Great Manchester Run.
Yeah. But also as well, right, so this is it. This is the thing with Joe, right?
Joe's like my agent.
I sent him lots of... Like, can you do this event? blah, 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 blah. Got nothing
what,
backed. Got
I
nothing
say?
Backed.
Nothing.
And then I went, it's paid, replied. True or
yeah,
false?
But the absolute...
True or false?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Replied. Anyway, so if you do the Great Manchester Run, me and Joe are going to be at the end congratulating yeah. people.
It's going to be fantastic. We're going to be dressed up as bananas in pyjamas.
Yeah, we'll get some Sloppy Joe's badges about. I've not asked them about that yet, but we might as well make the most of it. 10,000 people running past us.
That's true, yeah.
Get a little QR
people.
Code.
People can scan.
I think that costs millions, though.
This podcast is brought to you by sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33. To get 33% off their fabulous products. Mm. But, Joe, I mean, what kind of world are sons.co.uk in?
Well, sons are in the... I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself... finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
It's our second birthday.
Happy birthday.
Is it?
That's lovely, that.
I literally put it in the group chat 2 days ago and you didn't reply.
I thought we had a second birthday last year.
No, that was our first.
Are you sure?
What year do you think we started this?
I thought you started this 3 years ago.
We're 167 episodes in. That's probably the third birthday, isn't it?
No.
We did our second birthday. It's the live show.
Is it our third birthday?
It can't be three.
It's not two, is it?
Yeah, but it's not three, is it? Let me have a look.
2021?
No, that's lockdown era.
Yeah, but that's 3 years ago.
Oh, no, it's probably 2022.
It's 2022. Definitely is 2022. Let me see. Going on our podcast. Oh, that one's doing well. Oldest, 2 years ago.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you the exact date. I know the exact date because it's our... can't say that. How do you find out the exact date?
It's going to be the password to summer, that, isn't it?
How do you know the exact date? Figure out the exact date. Anyway, 2 years. What are your earliest memories, Ethan, of the Sloppy Joe's podcast?
Well, the first one would have been asked to do it. Because I got the job working for Joe.
Smith,
which I still do at Stretford Paddock. Which 99% of you will be aware of. And on my first day, he said to us, I need a producer for my show. Which made me think, maybe just give me that job so I could do this. So I had to... And also, I had to say yes on my first day, didn't I? Because you wanted to impress. Yeah. Like, I also said yes to Jay to go filming with him in a boxing gym for his degree.
Was that
and
your
a lot
first
of other
day?
Things. Yeah, it was my very got first day.
Got him in quick. Oh, can I say hello to James and Amy who came to the pub quiz last night? That just came up on my phone.
What just came up?
Say hello to James and Amy.
For anyway, what?
2 years. What's that? What's
but
your,
no, just, but what was that
came
for?
To the pub quiz. So the pub quiz that I've been doing for ages and you've never been.
I can't. I work late on a Wednesday.
I can't.
Thursday
one now.
I've had a good week.
Tell me. You got a new training regime?
Ever
you?
Heard of a new fitness regime? How many new fitness regimes is this now?
This is the fifth. This is the fifth.
This is the fifth one, isn't it?
It's like Star Wars. And like a new trilogy just comes out of nowhere.
I know.
And what's this one now?
This one is very much the Jedi Awakens or whatever the new shit ones are. CrossFit.
Oh, okay. CrossFit's not bad.
I've finally gone into CrossFit.
And where do you do that?
It's in the shadow of in Stockport. Basically.
So you're not have you changed gym?
So I've left the old gym.
I thought you loved that one.
I love it. This new
we're going to a wedding soon, by the way.
This new one's £90, so I can't do both. But unlimited classes, unlimited gym access. It's because I've got a marathon in October. I've told you about this.
Yeah, but I forgot it's that soon.
I'm running a marathon in 6 months.
Which one is it again?
The York Marathon. The Yorkshire Marathon.
Great.
Okay. So I need a workout regime that involves a lot more cardio.
Are you going to be okay?
There's too much cardio, baby.
Are you going to be okay?
No. Guess how many box jumps I did the other day?
How many?
100.
What kind of boxes?
shoe box. No, it's like a wooden box. You do a burpee on one side, jump up, jump down the other side, burpee on the other side, 100 times.
Could
then the other
asked?
Day, here's the other one, right? 200-meter run, followed by 10 pull-ups, followed by a 200-meter run, as many times as you can for 12 minutes, just unlimited speed.
What if you couldn't do a pull-up?
Well, then that's where I end up being. Basically, they have these rubber bands that sort of like take a bit of weight off you. And by the end, because I was getting so tired, I had like 6 rubber bands around my feet, and I was just being sort of like flung up and down like some sort of weird, I don't know, like I got caught in a knitting machine. Then you do that for 12 minutes. Then you do a 200-meter run, followed by 20 press-ups as many times as you can for 12
fucking
minutes.
Hell.
Then after that, you do a 200-meter run, followed by 30 squats as many times as you can for 12 minutes.
You're feeling good though.
No,
I why can't are you doing
put my,
it then?
My Lizzie's had to put my bobble in my hair for me because I can't get my arms past there because my neck feels like it's gonna snap.
You're off your fucking.
I'm going tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. See you there.
I'm not gonna be there.
Yes, you'll be there.
Did I tell you whilst you were away? I was fasting.
Ethan, how have you been, mate? How was your weekend? God. Are you still doing them?
I'm a fuck.
What? PT in the park?
No, PT in the park. He keeps texting me. It's like he's an ex.
What
it's
do
like
you mean?
Baby reindeer, but fucking with the PT. Keeps leaving me voicemails asking where I am.
I'm in the park. I'm here.
Oh. Sorry if you're watching, Chris.
He's not.
He's not. He Ethan, is. How have you been, mate?
Oh, yes. I went to Newcastle.
Come on!
Fuck
energy!
Me.
Energy in the room!
I went to Newcastle.
Hey!
Yep.
Up the tune, man.
So I decided to go home just to have a break from it all.
Yes.
And when I got back, my mum said the next day, I saw your friend Callum out on a walk when I was having the dog.
Yeah.
Walking the dog.
Having it.
And he's.
But, sorry, I caught her and I'm just having the dog. Bye now.
She said, well, I said to.
this is like Oscar Wilde storytelling,
this is
this, isn't it?
Sorry,
this is incredible.
I. She told me.
Yeah.
That she saw Callum.
Yes.
And I
and
said.
Having the dog.
I said, oh, that's nice. I just said, well, I've told him you could go for a pint with him tomorrow.
This is like Joe McGraw doing my fucking diary for me, isn't it? Well, you know how it feels.
I hadn't seen Callum in 2 years, which was Christmas 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was like quite nice that was arranged. So I found Callum.
Found him.
And then off we went to the coachman's to reminisce over old times. But I only had 40 minutes.
What?
So,
well, no, what do you mean you only had 40 minutes? What are you on about?
So that's perfect. Do you know if a mate said to me, I've not seen in 2 years, I've got 40 minutes for a pint? Perfect.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm like, perfect.
So, we're reminiscing over old times. It was really nice. Looking around the coachman's, hadn't been there for some time as well. Some really good memories. But it didn't look like what I used to remember it to be. So, they didn't all come flooding back as quickly as you would have hoped. But. What? After 2 pints, I arranged to go see Nick and Andy, and then they come to pick me up. But instead, it was nice. We all decided to sit down together, and they never met Callum before, so that was lovely. And then I got told off by the barmaid.
Why?
She said I was talking and swearing too loud.
Oh, God. Were you bladdered and being an arsehole?
Well, I only had 3 pints by this stage. I was just very excited. Do you know when you're the glue of the group?
Yeah.
Like, none of them know each other. So I thought I'd pull them together.
Do you like the pressure of that, or does it make you...
Well, it made me be a bit more louder, a bit more, hey, I'm the connector here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And anyway, on my way out of the pub, I said to her, thank you very fucking much for a joke. And she didn't like that. But I thought it was quite...
You are genuinely an antisocial menace.
When you've had a drink, you lose your mind.
You're a nutter when you've had a drink. If you were my or Joe's size, you would be a nightmare on booze.
Yeah.
Thank you very fucking much. I bet you got right in the face, didn't you?
Thank you very fucking much.
Well, I just thought it was a little joke.
It feels quite aggressive now, looking back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything to her?
Thank you very fucking much. No, for no,
no, and what about your favourite thing you ate over the weekend? What did your uncle cook you?
Uncle?
stepdad cook you?
What did your uncle cook you?
I didn't get to see them for any dinner time.
What?
Because I was out at the coachman's. And then the other night I came back too late to see them. So they left me some Indian chicken from the Indian supermarket on the table.
And chicken on the table?
Well, it was...
Was it a cold table with a door on it?
Chicken
or the fridge?
Chicken tikka wings. And my stepdad made us a fat-free curry. which was
shit. You can't. Curries are like 50% oil.
Oh yes.
A fat-free curry. What was that? Just tomato soup with some chicken in it.
Yogurt.
Just a yogurt, basically.
It's like a mulla corma, really, fucking chicken tikka on the other side.
Mulla corma. Hey! Get it. There we go.
Speaking of food.
Right then, it is time for the 9 out of 10 club. The time where we bring in a food that we think is as close to perfect as you're ever going to get, really, isn't it?
It is. And you know what we all missed whilst you were away? Your voice. But we did have you featuring on every jingle we do.
Let's listen to them.
Oh. I played the wrong one. Hey, do us a favour. Cut that bit out. No, it's all right. It's all right.
9 out of 10 club. Here we go.
Shit.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
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 Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Yes. Do you know when that definitely... I made it echo around people. So I listened to it in the car for the first time the other day. Yeah. And I nearly crashed.
Dude, knocked your socks off.
Because it goes, definitely, 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 definitely.
All the way around.
The 9 out of 10 club, we're doing a dish that you'll know.
Yeah.
The dish that I can't believe we've gone so far into... The realms of the 9 out of 10 club are never touched upon before.
This is one of those dishes, and you can see we're talking, we both know what this is already. This is one of those dishes that's like, do you know, like at the start of the Premier League Hall of Fame, where you're getting in your Paul Scholes, your Andy Coles. These are the people who are the fundamental basics upon which the Hall of Fame can be built. Today's 9 out of 10 club, and this is very special because we've got someone actually who makes this for a living.
And is Italian.
And is Italian, famously. It is your friend of mine. Lasagna.
Ethan, do you like lasagna?
Oh, I'm a big lasagna fan. Yes, I'm very excited.
And we've got Dom in.
Oh, Dom. How are you,
Lasagnas
Dom?
For generations.
Very well.
Oh, Dom.
Very well. Picked up this accent from my mum.
Oh, did you really? Thank you for joining us, Dom.
Right.
With lasagna in hand.
Talk to us about this, Len.
It's a family recipe.
Yeah.
Passed down for 200 years.
Passed to what?
Passed down.
Oh, sorry.
Part of mine. Thank you for helping me with that. We were from Sicily. It's famous for arancini, but also our house is famous for lasagna. Sorry.
Just your house?
Yeah, nowhere else does it in Sicily.
Wow.
Palermo. It's the only place I know in Sicily.
Keep the character.
Yeah,
keep
I know.
The character. Don't break yet.
I'm not very well travelled from the old town of, Palermo.
Yes. So lasagna, for those who haven't had it, it is your classic.
No, I'm not having it.
What?
For lasagna, for those who haven't had it, everyone's had lasagna. I think everyone's had lasagna. There's not many other dishes you can say.
This is like something I would say and you would say the piss out of it.
There's not many dishes you can say everyone's had.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Big Mac.
It's up there, all right, Big Mac.
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza and lasagna.
Toast.
Not everyone's had toast.
Cornflake.
Not everyone's had cornflakes.
Okay.
You don't think cornflakes are made in China, but lasagna has.
Do you think it has?
Get it in the comments. Ethan, has it made it to China?
Yes.
Manisha is from India. Has she had a lasagna?
Before she came to England.
She's had a lasagna, all right.
Wait a sec, stop a sec.
No, it's disgusting.
No.
It's disgusting.
Even in an innuendo nonsense world, what does that mean? The incredible...
Something about meat between the sheets.
Quite like that.
Thank you.
Bit of sauce.
Oh, what's the bechamel sauce? What do you think it is?
Stop this.
You're ruining my family. You're ruining the history of Italy.
There's your spoon there. A little spoon there for you.
She layered... Wow.
Let's have a look.
So she layered...
Oh!
In a box.
What do you want it to come as?
It's just... I thought it'd come in, like, you know, a tub.
Sorry. You're such a drip.
Right. We got this delivered. We're just going to take lasagna as a whole here.
Yeah. So this is lasagna. It is your classic. Well, you talk us through what
you've
is lasagna.
You've got three sheets of pasta. Homemade pasta sheets. You've got ragu.
You've got enough big enough fucking bite there. Oh, no. Cut it away, Ethan. Cut it away. That's fucking... See the fucking... Viewers declare. I tell you what, it looks the business.
You've got oil on top, red oil.
Red?
Ragu. It's taken on the flame colour of the ragu, which is tomato based. You've got the cheese, which is a roux. Milk and flour.
Come on.
I'm sorry, that is absolutely incredible.
Ethan, come round here, you need to try it.
This is so nice.
Have another munch on that bad boy.
That lasagna.
Thanks, thank you for bringing this in, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Free of charge.
No, you charged us.
Oh, yeah, we paid fucking 15 quid for that.
Where's the money then?
It's gone to deliver.
It's in the middle realm.
That lasagna is phenomenal. It's phenomenal, that lasagna.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
That is incredible.
It's probably up there with one of the nicest lasagnas I've ever had.
We have to give him a shout out as to where this is from. Who do you work for? It's Bravissimi.
Not to be confused with Bravissimo, which is a bra company.
Have you made such a meal out of that lasagna, you?
How good's that?
That one does look particularly good today.
Get a bit of meat in there, Ethan, because the meat's 10 Ooh. Out of 10.
That's Although, exceptional.
It's a 9 out of 10 goal. The meat's 9 out of 10. Has he got meat there, Joe? Has he got meat there, Joe?
Yeah, it's so good.
Why are you shaking? What's up with you today?
He's had a lot on, bless him.
What did remind me what you paid for that?
15 quid.
Yeah, I think that's a reason.
Give us one more spoonful. Yeah. Fuck me.
I mean,
don't you want a bit of your homemade lasagna?
I can't eat. I'm on a strict macro intake.
Boring, isn't it?
You're very boring. But I can't.
I do the same.
I can't
thing.
Have the fat thing. I can't have the fat. Too much fat.
That is absolutely acceptable, Ooh, isn't it?
You got
that's
crusty
so
bit on the
good.
Bottom there.
That's so good. Mm. I mean, lasagna is. It's a staple of British cuisine. I would say it's more of a staple of British cuisine than it even probably is of Italian cuisine. Yeah. It's one of the top five biggest meals in the UK.
Do you know, in terms of like the big boys?
Yeah.
What was invented first?
Go on.
Bolognese.
Oh, yeah.
Lasagna or carbonara?
Bolognese goes in.
Bolognese
lasagna.
Has to have come before.
Did they not make the lasagna go, fucking hell, it's a bit too much pasta for me?
What, so it's just sheets of lasagna and bechamel?
I've lied. So bolognese is first, yeah? Do we all agree? Then lasagna.
But that would be a vegetarian lasagna, possibly, with just the cheese and the sheets.
Christ alive.
Here, get it.
There is no question in my mind that lasagna is 9 out of 10.
I think you could make a bad lasagna and it would still be 9 out of 10.
Yeah. But you don't do that.
No, of course not. I don't make them.
What did you make of it?
Here we go. Well, you know, can I say, since you've been away, pain in the arse.
Really? Why?
The pains my arse has been having because of him. Do you know why? Because he's eating. I mean, do you want to tell Joe what you eat for dinner these days?
Well, I can't do. Would you like me to review the lasagna?
Review the lasagna?
Well, pasta, for starters. Obviously, the lasagna is part
start,
of the...
Start from the very beginning. Flour, water and some starch.
Pasta, in general...
Yes.
...is massively overeaten, overused and we're done with it, really.
Right, we...
And
I don't get what you just said.
It's associated with a student meal. If you were to go out for a meal, and I can tell you,
my head in. I'll quit the podcast.
You're not quitting the podcast. You've unquit.
Over you.
Unquit now.
Unquit. Right. But it's a student meal.
Ethan, let him talk. It's just so rude of him. Keep talking.
If one day. I was just sat at home feeling sorry for myself.
He doesn't even know how to speak.
Shut up!
Sat at home.
He's never going to learn if you don't get a chance. Sorry, Ethan.
And I was
sorry, Ethan. Keep talking, Joseph.
And I was feeling sorry for myself and really down in the dumps. And someone said to me, "You know how to cheer you up, son?" And I'd go, "What?" and they'd say it was, "We'll take you out for a meal." I'd go, "You know what? That would cheer me up." And then they'd go, "You know what we're going to do? we're going to take you for an Italian. I'd go, I'd sit myself right back down and I'd turn the telly on and I'd go back into that deep, deep, deep depression. I just wouldn't... I would not be happy.
I'm stunned.
Over fucking pizza, this guy.
Are you saying that that wasn't nice?
But... I tell you what, another scenario.
No, not another scenario. Explain this one.
He's losing his mind, Joe. He is losing his mind.
If my stepdad said to us, he came in and he said to us...
Have a lick on this again.
No, he said, what would you like for tea? Would you like some of my homemade lasagna? I'd say, that'd be a right old treat, please, is what I'd say.
What?
And I'd be overjoyed. So that, what we've learned from this is that the lasagna stands out from all. Mm. The normal pasta should be shouted down upon, told to fuck off. You don't need as many restaurants as you do have.
That's a good point,
but the lasagna needs to be celebrated. Therefore, I enjoyed that.
And crucially, this
specific lasagna isn't the best I've had, for my stepdad's remains the best.
Yeah, my mum's remains the best, by the way. My mum's vegetarian lasagna is the best lasagna I've ever had.
I had one once. That was great.
Forget I love how specific that story
forget
was.
Where it was from.
Keep talking.
But lasagna, in terms of not just the pasta world, but the food world, is a 9 out of 10 dish.
Yay!
You got it, mate. I 9 out of 10. Are you 9 out of 10?
9 out of 10.
It's a clean sweep dump.
Bellissimo.
Yes, love that.
As you say.
Can you just now tell Joe what you have for tea these days?
Oh, yes. Well, I get even sad talking about it, Drew. So I go home and I'll put on one of the following variations of the two dishes.
Okay.
It'll be 3 fried eggs.
No.
Avocado. No. A bit of wholemeal bread toasted. And it will either be one of two choices.
Yeah.
Top guess the two choices.
So far he's got carbs, he's got veg. We could probably do with either a bit of chicken or maybe some pork.
Ethan?
It's either a sea bass fish or beef jerky.
Fuck off. From the packet, cold beef jerky from the packet.
I've never seen or heard of anyone having beef jerky on a plate.
No, I don't know.
It's not a plate food, is it? It's the back of a car on a road trip.
It's so crazy.
So are you emptying beef jerky onto the plate?
So I only get the Tesco one because it's gone up from 160 to 170, now 180. Right. But that still remains the cheapest of the rest.
Okay.
And then you just empty that packet into the corner.
Into the corner of the plate?
So sad, like it's been in the
kitchen. Just pour that in the corner of the kitchen. You and a few local mice just chow down on that for a couple of hours.
Usually it doesn't really go with the rest of the dish.
No, of course not, because no one's really had beef jerky and runny egg yolk before.
Well, I recommend just having the jerky straight off the plate as your first thing. And then
wait for the eggs to go ice cold.
It's so sad, isn't it?
It's really, really sad.
Yeah.
What about jerky on toast? Right.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top 3.
3, 2, 1.
The top 3.
Right, then we're doing the top 3 before we wrap things up here. This is where we pick a sort of subject and we try and deliver the top 3 of this thing. It's caused controversy recently.
Why?
Well, we did bodily fluids. Yeah. Did semen win?
I wasn't there for that.
Oh, yeah. What would you have picked?
Semen.
And now, Joe, we are doing...
Semen 3. Just semen 3 times.
3.
Different people's.
Biscuits.
Whee!
I quite fancy
biscuits.
Biscuits.
Holy smokes!
I quite fancied top 3 rooms of the house.
Yeah, but then you tried to say that the hallway was your second favourite.
The hallway is a room of the house.
It is a room in the house.
The hallway is the absence of rooms.
It is a connective tissue.
Tom, is the hallway a room?
I'd say a vestibule was the hallway room. The bit where you come in the front door.
Yes. Also known as the porch.
And then there's the hallway.
Porch
meat. But
that's
a room because it's enclosed.
But that's like saying your favourite muscle in the world is the ACL, isn't it? You're talking connective tissue.
That's true.
Oh, what's your favourite room of the house? Oh, the guttering. No, just because you can
sit. No.
That.
All right, let's do top three biscuits. Fingers at number three.
Cadbury fingers.
Yeah, Cadbury's fingers at number three.
They are
don't,
good.
Don't, no,
really
don't,
good.
Don't,
really good.
Don't. Maryland cookies in at number two.
Hello.
Don't.
You've gone back to basics, I respect that.
I'm basics
you've
all
gone
the way.
You've not gone for this sort of Tesco finest macadamia and Madagascan fudge. You've gone, what can I get in a supermarket and a corner shop?
I get a little bit experimental with number one.
Okay.
But it's not too crazy.
Okay.
It's the digestive milk chocolate with caramel.
Have you
had them?
The only problem with them is they're slightly narrower in diameter than your average digestive, which means...
But it's nice, though.
Yeah.
I've gone sort of basic, you know, but that's my top three.
That's not bad at all. Ethan, top three biscuits.
I've got a question.
Oh, here we go.
Now,
what is the difference between a chocolate bar and a biscuit?
Right, well, name a chocolate bar that you would like to get into the biscuit realm. Otherwise, you're just causing murder.
The Kit Kat is obviously a chocolate bar. It's wafer, it's not biscuit.
Club. True.
Club is a biscuit.
Yeah, we give you club.
I'm running out now.
Okay, well,
just give us your top three!
Instead of coming up with reasons why we have to dissect the rules, what is your top three? Yeah, the feature isn't, can we describe the difference between a biscuit and a chocolate bar? What's your favourite three biscuits? And if one of them happens to enter the chocolate realm, we'll let you know.
If neither club or what other one did we say? Yeah. Gets in.
Kit Kat.
Right, what's your top three?
I despise the shortbread.
No one does. Okay.
But I'll probably pick maybe, yes, that digestive biscuit with a bit of chocolate on top.
That's chocolate digestive.
Right, so that's number three.
All right, the club orange could be number two.
Great, that's a great shout.
Number one?
Very good.
Actually, I'll put the club orange number one and put the club mint number two.
Brilliant.
Joe, what's yours?
Number three. The Cadbury chocolate finger.
Yeah, it's great. What's up with your dog?
Number two.
There's too many in a box.
That's a chocolate bar, though.
No, it's a chocolate coated biscuit. It's a biscuit.
It's a biscuit.
You could dip it in tea. Number two, the mint Viscount.
The mint Viscount. They're nice, then. I'll get a picture of them.
It's a small, light green foil coated.
Yes, they're fantastic.
Yes, I know.
I've never seen those in eons. They're great.
They're so good, aren't they?
Even unfoiling them is great.
They were the absolute just king of the playground.
Those are the playground.
Yeah, well, not I didn't. Some people would turn up with them.
They used to call me scavs
in the playground.
Why?
Because my mum never used to give me snacks for the lunch, so I used to go around with my hands out going, can I have some? Go away, you scav!
Sorry, can I jump on that? Are those the things that have the cream in, the small thing, chocolate things with the cream
in? Yes, it's biscuit, a small amount of mint cream coated in chocolate.
I've got a story about them.
Okay, can I say number one first?
I used to put them on my head in the shower.
Oh, no, hold on. I never saw that coming. What are you talking
about? I recall, as a kid, washing myself with these biscuits, just cracking them open and put them all over me.
This isn't true.
Why? Why?
This is what would happen if a child was raised by themselves.
So do you think because it smelled nice?
Well, yeah, I saw the cream as a shampoo of sorts.
That is the craziest thing he's ever said.
How old were you?
I can remember doing it in the first house, which means before the age of eight.
You washed yourself using a mint Viscount as shampoo.
I can't remember the being mint. It's the ones that are like a slight dome feature covered in foil. Yeah. You bite into it, there's cream and there's a biscuit base.
He's talking about a tea cake. He's talking about a Tunnings tea cake.
You used to wash yourself with Tunnings tea cakes.
It's a tea cake. It must be the tea cake. Yeah.
That's crazy. The Tunnings tea cake in the shower.
How did you get... What?
Did your mum and dad not say anything?
When you're coming out, well, there's loads of foils in the bottom of
and
the shower.
Yeah, and you're covered in chocolate.
And you stink a biscuit.
Well, it's more so like the cream I'd put over myself.
It's not cream, it's marshmallow.
Oh, marshmallow. I'd put that in my hair and on my face and that. But I'd probably eat the chocolate biscuit bit because you can't wash that into you, can you?
This is one of the sickest and worst things I've ever heard. He washed his face and hair with the marshmallow from the inside of a ton of
tea. Top three biscuits to wash with is next week.
And number one, the Jaffa cake.
Oh!
Yeah. Ring the controversial bell, because the people in the comments will be saying, that's a cake.
It's not a cake.
You've got an ace up your sleeve, haven't you? Because they did a scientific research study.
And it's a biscuit.
I think it might be cake, but it isn't a cake.
I'll let you have it.
Because
I'm not too fussed.
It's not a cake, is it?
I'm not too fussed.
It's a biscuit. It's a cake, but it's also in the biscuit world.
Let him have it. Dom, top three.
Chocolate hobnob.
Oh, did I say that for number two?
No, you didn't.
Nope.
You said mint viscounts.
Oh, no.
Nope. Gold bar, number two.
Great. No, bad.
I love those.
Yeah.
White chocolate that got left out in the sun.
Biscuit. Oh, those Viennese swirls.
Yeah, nice.
They're number one.
Yeah. There's a lot of novelty in screwing them over.
I tell you what, didn't get a shout out. The penguin.
Nope, don't need to anymore.
Why?
It's not 1998 anymore, is it? People don't
Sorry, mint
now.
Viscount over there.
Good point. Do you know, Viscount hasn't been used since the year 1850.
Do you know what the worst of all time is?
Biscuit-wise.
Yeah. I know.
Rich tea.
Do you think... I think you know... Does yours begin with a J?
No.
Sorry. What's yours?
Mine is the party ring.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They're not too bad. They're not too bad.
Great when you were a kid,
they're so sharp.
I thought you meant the rich tea at one point.
The rich tea are terrible.
Jammy Dodgy was going to be mine. Awful.
No, they're great. They're jammy.
Blue ribbon.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Trzy, dwa, jeden.
Cuatro, tres, dos, uno.
Lasagne.
The top three.
Lovely. Well, Dom, thank you very much for bringing us lasagna.
Thank you.
It was 9 out of 10.
Bravissimo.
I don't know. And this has been wonderful. Joe, it's always great to have you back. By the way, let me read out. I took a screenshot of how YouTube described the returning video of Joe Smith, and it made me laugh because it basically said that this video is appealing to a wider audience than usual.
Thank God.
YouTube said that. Great news. This video is essentially doing better than anything you've done recently.
Good.
Because of you.
Just the way it should be, isn't it?
Right, everyone.
Here, it's better.
Yes.
Lovely. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wave, Dom. Wave, Ethan.
Ethan.
Oh, see you later.